Steve, thanks. Hi, everybody. Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Last night, the one and only vice presidential debate was held between Tim Kaine and Mike Pence. Kristen McQuarrie is here from the Chicago Tribune to go over all the high points and low points of last night's debate. More high points or more low points, do you think?
Low.
Were there any points?
I didn't watch it.
They fought. They talked over each other. I was looking at a transcript of the debate before I came down here, and whoever was doing the transcript would write crosstalk whenever they started talking over each other so much that you couldn't even really get their points. And it's all over. It's all over the transcript. I mean, it was more Tim Kaine. I think someone counted that he interrupted either the moderator or Mike Pence more than 100 times during a 90-minute debate.
We were talking about this with Steve Bertrand earlier. Is that his decision to be that aggressive, or do the handlers, the people on the Democratic side, say it would be in your best interest to take the offensive during this debate, keep hammering a couple of points over and over? And he did. Who makes that call?
I mean, he's a pretty experienced politician. I would say maybe a little of both. Yeah. He didn't seem uncomfortable doing it. It actually seemed very natural for him to continually interrupt. So I think probably a little of both. And this is the only debate between the two of them. So you've got to cram everything you want into this 90 minutes. And that's what he did. He just continually brought up Trump and things that Trump had said. The debate was more about Clinton and Trump than it was about the two running mates, which is different than 4 years ago. 4 years ago, you had Paul Ryan and Joe Biden, and they talked policy the whole time. They talked about foreign policy, Medicare. It wasn't a debate about the presidential contest as much as this one was last night.
But one of the differences is 4 years ago, you had Barack Obama, who had a very poor showing in that first debate. So the Democrats were a little bit behind in terms of debates. So you almost had to have Biden come out swinging, which he did against Paul Ryan. He was very, very, very aggressive. But in this case, the Democrats were widely considered to be the ones who had the lead because of Hillary Clinton's showing in the last debate. So why would Tim Kaine have been that overly aggressive?
I think that's the way he is. Yeah. I don't know that there's any other way to describe it. And there were lots of mistruths, is that a word, on both sides. So if Mike Pence said something that he didn't believe was true, he felt the need to interject right away. And I think they go into these debates not really meaning to answer questions. They go in there to filibuster, to say what they want to say. I mean, the very first question was, what makes you most equipped to be vice president? Kaine went off on Brown versus Board of Education. Mike Pence went off on it's something that was not really related to his own qualifications. They didn't really pay attention to the questions that were asked. And I did think the moderator did a pretty poor job.
Who was the moderator?
She was
Elaine, and I don't know how
Boozler?
You pronounce her. Elaine Boozler.
That would have been exciting.
From Make Me Laugh. She was the she was the moderator.
I didn't think that was the moderator. No, she's from one of the Fox Business Networks, I want to say. But this was her first debate. And I just think it showed. She was very scripted. I mean, she had lovely fake eyelashes on. And I note that because she was looking down at her paper the entire time.
Yeah.
She was reading scripted questions. She wouldn't go off of the script. And then if they were cross-talking over each other or not answering her questions, she didn't rein them in. Mm-hmm. And at times when they were about to have a good exchange, when as a moderator you do want to sit back and let that happen, then she would jump in because she had to get on to the next question.
Yeah.
So I don't think she did a super job.
Elaine Quijano. Q-U-I-J-A-N-O, Quijano.
Yeah. I'm going to trust your pronunciation.
Don't.
Okay.
I have a theory about Tim Kaine. You know, it's weird that he is playing the part of Donald Trump in this particular debate where he's kind of being the aggressor and a bully a little bit. In my theory on this is no one knows these candidates. No one knows who he is, and he wanted to make a mark. That's what I'm thinking.
He could have. People were saying the same thing about Mike Pence, that he is often rumored to be a Republican presidential candidate himself someday, and that his whole debate performance was to further his chances for the next presidential election and just like to get him kind of on a national stage. I do think it's interesting that they didn't really talk about themselves. They got into a few little anecdotes about, you know, I grew up here and I grew up there. But I mean, Mike Pence served in the House for 12 years. He served on Foreign Affairs Committee, very well versed on foreign affairs, and has traveled to the Middle East a number of times, he mentioned. He's running the state of Indiana, which you may have your own thoughts about Indiana, but I mean, it has a completely balanced budget, pensions completely paid off, a bill cycle, you know, you send your bill in to the state of Indiana, it gets paid within 30 days. Unlike here, you know, you might be waiting 6 months to get paid. We are nearing by the end of the year $10 billion in unpaid bills. So, I mean, he's running a state that has a really good fiscal track record. And I just don't think he had a chance, or maybe they didn't want them to talk about their own records, because he really didn't. He didn't get into any of that.
Right.
I hate that you had to say Mike Pence is thinking about his future political career and perhaps he's running for president. God, we're in the here and now right this second. Why do we have to act or do something that's going to help us later? We're all in this together right now.
Right. He almost seemed prepared for the fact that he was going to get all of this stuff thrown at him. And I mean, he's got to be used to that a little bit by now. When you are Trump's running mate.
Oh, my God.
I tweeted out a picture of what I think probably Mike Pence's role was last night, and it was mopping. Just like, you know those people at the parade who pick up the droppings after the horses?
Yes.
That's kind of his job. He's always trying to scrub and put a better shine on some of the really off-putting things that Trump says.
But that just hasn't been last night, Kristen. We've watched this over the last couple of weeks, as they'll say to Mike Pence, what about when Donald Trump says this? And he kind of takes a minute, and sometimes he smiles or he breathes, and then he goes, well, you have to understand. And even last night he said, Donald Trump is not the polished politician that either you or Hillary Clinton are. So he almost tried to spin it in a weird way. But he's been doing that several times over the last couple of weeks or month and a half, where you just go, hey, we're on the same ticket, but we're not in 100% agreement on some of the things.
Right. I mean, he's sort of, the Washington Post has an editorial today that I think captures it best, that Mike Pence was kind of describing Trump as the Republican he hoped that he would be, but he's just really not. And so when you talk, when Kane would throw something out, you know, he mentioned Mexicans and rapists, that quote that Trump used when he announced he was running. I mean, he mentioned that four times in the first 10 or 15 minutes of the debate. So you did have Pence have a couple of good comebacks. Kane talked about the deportation force. You're going to go home to home and school to school and rip families apart and deport all of these people. And Mike Pence said, we already have that. It's called ICE.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually correct. I don't think he had a chance to make the point, but our immigration service has deported more than 300,000 people just in the past 2 years, after President Obama said they were going to try to be more discriminatory in how they do it and not rip families apart and only go after felons. And the New York Times has done a big piece on this. The Marshall Project has. 60% of those people that we have deported were like minor marijuana drug cases. Some of them, many of them just were deported because of their illegal entrance into the country. So we're not even following our own Democratic administration's promise on how we're going to deport.
Right.
We're pretty ruthless right now.
I think so too. Kristen McQuarrie is here of the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about last night's vice presidential debate. If you'd like to jump in with a question or comment, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Kristen McQuarrie is here with us, Bill and Wendy from the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about last night's vice presidential debate. Do we want to take a phone call?
Yeah, sure.
We were talking about Kane interrupting. And Dave, you had a comment?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, Bill, Wendy, hello, Chrissy. Good to have you on. Good to hear you on the show.
Thanks.
In regards to last night, the majority of the interruptions that Kane came up with were, he immediately apologized, which Trump never did. Secondly, a lot of the interruptions that he made were after Pence had gone past his 2 minute situation and kept on rambling. And he was trying, I'd like to, if it's all right, I'd like to get into it. And Pence, I agree with you, Christy, and with you, Wendy, too, that Pence would probably prefer not having Trump as his boss. As you said, he doesn't really think that the Republican candidate is one that he really would like. In Indiana, a lot of lawns are littered with signs that say fire Pence before Trump picked him up as his vice president running mate, because people were fed up with him, with his attitude and with his, he does run a decent state as far as the monetary goes, but everything else that goes along with him are not in style with what today's lineup is. LGBT, abortion rights, women's rights, et cetera. He's thoroughly against a lot of that stuff, and you heard a little bit of it last night in the debate. But Kane did a decent job. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do you have a particular question, or you're just saying Kane did a good job?
I think Kane did a fantastic job. I really do. He tried to point out the echoes that Pence was making that Trump makes all the time that are known to be falsehoods. You know, they're not your pants are on fire.
Lies. Right.
At the same time, there are remarks that are known to be totally wrong.
Right.
And he just keeps repeating it.
And he did corner. I mean, his job was to make Pence have to defend some of Trump's outrageous comments. And I mean, you have to just sympathize with Pence in the sense that, I mean, he had to defend the no paying of the federal taxes.
Right.
Several times.
And the Trump Foundation, which looks like it has not really doled out money to charities really whatsoever. There's so many areas where you have to know that a more principled person, and I'll call Mike Pence a principled person. He is very conservative, but you have to think that that made him very uncomfortable.
But a lot of times, Kristen, he just said, well, no, he didn't say that. No, that didn't happen.
Which is inaccurate.
Which there were a couple times.
Me.
Yeah, there's actually a meme. If you go on the internet today, you can see all of the places where he said, well, we never said that about Vlad Putin being a strong leader. And then both of them saying
right.
He was a strong leader.
Right.
So there were moments like that. The fact checkers have basically caught both of them, though, in pretty equal amounts of
did they last
fabrications.
Yeah.
Dave, thank you so much for calling, which leads us to Mike's question now. Mike, you had a question for Kristen McQueary.
Thank you. I'm just echoing perhaps what the last caller said, and that is that it really does appear that a vast amount of people that were watching the debate didn't give any concern at all about whether Pence was being truthful. They just liked the fact that he looked presidential, which is a little concerning. And the other thing was that I did the fact checking. And I hate to differ with what's being said, but there was a significant amount more of fabrications and denials of the truth on Pence's side. And you just got finished saying, oh, no, they were equal. They were not even close to being equal. And then finally, I like to say, I'm still trying to figure out why the camera angle on Kane was looking away from the camera, whereas Pence was always the camera was always facing him. Was that a problem on – was that the fault of Kane not being told? Should he have known better? Or was that the camera people's or producer's decision?
No, I mean, I'm not sure what – and by the way, the fact check site that I was looking at was USA Today, but I do see what you're saying now. Politico and some others have some claims that make it out to be Mike Pence more fibbing more than the other side. But the screen that I was watching was a split screen. So the cameras were both facing them. But Mike Pence made a point, which I thought was pretty good, to actually look at voters at various times. I think Kane could have done that, but maybe he just didn't get that sort of debate prep. But there were a number of moments where Pence looked and spoke directly to the American people.
And based on what you said, is it stage presence? Is that more important than truth? Kristen, what do you think?
That's my question. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that I was surprised that the polls came out stronger for Pence because he was in this defensive posture basically throughout the entire debate. I think it's more the interrupting. It's just such an impolite thing to do. And when you watch 90 minutes of it, it didn't look like Kane was as, I hate to say, poised and presidential, but he came off as kind of a like having a temper tantrum over and over.
And it was also out of
isn't
character for
Trump
him.
Did, though, isn't that what Trump does in the same debates? He was acting like Kane, and yet people never were upset about Trump. But
no, they were. People said the same thing about Trump, that he was rude and just kept interrupting. So you would think they would learn from that.
Poll. Yeah, you would think. Mike, thank you so much for calling. Do you think Tim Kaine helped his running mate?
I think so. I mean, I just by You know, here we have the whole ticket. So if you are on the fence about Trump and you liked, you wanted to see Mike Pence so that you could be a little more comfortable with the ticket as a whole, I think Kane did a good job of making you feel still uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, because he wouldn't let him off the hook. Pence made this decision. He was running, you know, for re-election as governor of Indiana and decided instead to be the running mate in this vice presidential election. So he is rightly on the hot seat, and I do think Kane put him there.
Can I run this past you? And this is for future debates, not just for these candidates, but any candidates. When Donald Trump is getting something said about him during that split screen and he doesn't agree with it, he makes these horrible scowly faces, right? And sometimes just leans in and goes, wrong. But usually he's making a scowly face. When Mike Pence was hearing something he didn't agree with or that he thought was an untruth, he would just kind of smile politely and shake his head no, like, oh, here it comes. More of these sort of lies. Isn't that more beneficial to the candidate to play it that way, the more serene way, and just go, well, take it from me, by my head being shaken, no, I don't agree with this, as opposed to Trump's just ridiculous faces when he's hearing something he doesn't agree with?
Yes, and it allowed the moderator to not have to go back. You know, had he interrupted or spoken into the mic, then the moderator might have turned to him, and then he would have had to actually. He shook his head no on a lot of the issues about Trump's outlandish remarks. And that's another thing the fact checkers were trying to weigh. You know, how do you fact check a shake of the head?
Right.
So do you really count that? Or and again, the moderator wasn't good about following up and making them, you know, close that loop. They would bring up a subject and then she would just kind of let them spar and then move on. You know, they went from Syria to abortion to Russia. It was a little bit
disjointed. Oh, your GPS couldn't track. Cause that's what they should, instead of fact-checking, they should try to see how many of the actual questions were answered, because no matter what was asked, they would just go off on their own tangent, and you didn't know anything. You didn't know anything more.
They did.
Well, I don't need to watch it. It's on the
now
DVR.
You know. All right.
I wanted to watch it because I wanted to find out more about these guys and who they were, and I don't think we found that out. Wouldn't that be the general consensus?
I would not waste your time, Wendy. I mean, Bill was watching baseball. The Voice was on. If you were watching The Voice, I don't blame you.
Blackhawks.
I watched the entire debate. It was 93 or 94 minutes, but on my phone, because I wanted so badly to see the baseball game. But I knew that if I switched over to the baseball game, I would not switch back.
Even Senator Durbin was on Cochran this morning, said he was going back and forth to the baseball
game. Was he really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't even keep up who won.
It was the Blue Jays. They won 5-2 in 11 innings. They took care of
Baltimore.
Is he telling me
the truth? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do the fact checking.
Okay.
It's all on
I'm
my website.
I'm going to fact check you right
now. It's all on our website, Kristen. That's Kristen McQuarrie of the Chicago Tribune. Thank you. We really appreciate your expertise.
Thanks for having me.
Very
you
nice.
Really make sense of it all.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
You do. All right. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news and then a follow-up to yesterday about a town we didn't even know existed and the horrible thing that happened 100 years ago. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.